Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 37, Thesis Podcast, back in the building. George, Ryan, Greg, back in the building again.
Do what we were talking about earlier. Dion wore 37
with the Baltimore Ravens. Dion did wear 37 Baltimore Ravens, I think. I want to say that's a yes. Will Demps? Did he wear 37?
I don't think so. Maybe. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm sure we'll get comments from people.
People always let us know.
Yeah, they love. I told you Buck Allen.
Deion Sanders.
You don't know who that is. He played at USC, running back for
Deion Sanders did wear 37.
Did wear 37 with the Baltimore Ravens. Yep.
Somebody else did that was pretty good. Will Demps didn't. I feel like Will Demps wore 37.
I feel like we shouldn't use Will pretty good and Will Demps in the same sentence. Like, he's good. He's okay, but I don't know if he's pretty good.
Real quick, that intro beat you heard. So basically what we're going to be doing is anybody who makes beats, anybody who's a producer or anything like that and would like to have their beat featured in the beginning of our podcast, go ahead and email it to us at thesneakdiss@gmail.com. The beat for this episode is by the homie Quinn Pele. I think that's how you say his name. He's a super cool cat. Always hits me up. Always offers to like buy sneakers and stuff. He's a Canada cat. Makes super dope beats. Follow him on Twitter at Sankara, Sankara official. And IG is Sankara Music. Follow him. And his SoundCloud is Sankara, Sankara official. Check him out. Beat is fire. You need some beats? Go ahead and check him out. Want to open this? Or you want to just start?
Yeah.
Just open this?
Talk about it.
All right.
We got a special package.
So we got a package from the homie all the way in Shanghai, I believe he is. The homie Jay always listens. Follow him. Shanghai Soul. He sent us a package. I don't know what's in it. It's tapped. It's taped quite tight. So George put a mask on his face, you know, just in case, you know, it's something potent. But the homie Jay is a super homie, so... He said, you know, for us to open this, we're going to open this on air. If y'all hear a loud boom, you know, we appreciate all the listeners we had, and God bless.
Well, if it booms, I don't think it'll end up on the internet. So
Nobody will ever know.
This episode won't get loaded if this blows up. Let's see what this is. Came in a Nike box. Oh, shit.
Came in a dope Nike. They got Nike tape, man. Oh, we didn't even have Nike tape.
Okay, I got a bag. Oh,
we got
from a store named Doe. Oh, okay. Got a few hats. Okay. All right. Got us a few snapbacks.
Dang.
You can have that.
Yo, that one's for S for simple, fam.
Right, there you go. He said it means Shanghai.
These are dope.
Oh, we got some snapbacks all the way from Shanghai.
Trade me.
I want this one. You smoking.
Man.
What's wrong with the gray one? You got Wolf Gray Fives.
Here, you want this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that black? It's black on the front, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Raider colors right here.
Oh, this one's Dodgers colors.
All right, got us a letter in here as well. Go ahead and check this out.
These hats are lit.
We appreciate that, Jay. Basically, wrote a letter, said just wanted to write you guys, letting you know that your pod is something I look forward to every week. Started listening around episode 25 and has become one of my top podcasts to listen to. Conversations about sneakers, rappers, and other current trends reminds me and my boy sitting around talking trash. The trash talk is particularly entertaining. I have been living in Shanghai China for 6 years now, but I hail from Maryland. The sneaker culture out here is really something else. I think it would be awesome if you did a feature topic about what it's like overseas. Shout out to Greg for mentioning me on IG on the pod. If you would have me, I would love to talk with you guys about sneakerheads, how sneakerheads get their kicks out here. It's crazy. Let me know if there's anything international heat you guys are looking for, and I'll try to help you guys if I can.
Dope.
Keep up the great work. Look forward to more awesome content from you guys. Jay, that's Sung? Sung? I don't know.
We'll have to ask him how to pronounce it.
We'll ask him that later.
But shout out, Jay. We appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, sir.
His IG is Shanghai Soul, Shanghaisole. He said, I managed to cop some hats for you guys at a local store called Doe. I'm assuming that's Doe. Out here in Shanghai. They sell some cool apparel and hats. Hope you guys enjoy them. Dope.
These are dope. These hats are dope.
Got some dope hats. They say Shanghai.
Snapback. Wool snapback. Well, it might not be wool, but it looks like it's wool.
These are kind of fresh. These are all right. We appreciate that, Jay. That's the homie. We definitely want to show him some love, and we appreciate him listening to us every week.
We'll have to ask him what the logo is, because it's not a D.
No, he said it means Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Oh, he told me that.
Yeah,
oh, all right. I guess it makes sense. It's like an S and an H.
So we appreciate that very much, man. Super cool homie. Didn't have to do that, but we definitely appreciate that. I told him he didn't have to do anything for us, but now he always offers if there's anything we want overseas or anything like that, and he could get it. Man, we appreciate it. So shout out to him.
He said they had to like. What did they have to do in line for stuff? Like skateboard and upside down?
If it's a retro, from just some of the quick things he told us, if it's a retro Jordan release, you have to be wearing OG Jordans in order to qualify to get a pair or even try to get a pair. I mean, there's a few things he told us. Shout out to him. We appreciate it. Package came. I mean, definitely appreciate it. What are we talking about today, Simple?
A lot to talk about. Big week this week. Space Jam's coming back out. We got, the conversation that we've had all week about whether or not they're going to sell out, which leads into a topic of
Facts. How
much longer can Jordan keep releasing the same shoes
Facts. And
getting people to buy them over and over again? We got another Yeezy dropping in 2 weeks, the 18th, 17th?
17th.
17th. The black white Yeezy Supply 350. I mean, is it getting overcrowded?
Somebody said that nonsense stands for Saint Pablo Loves You.
That might.
Is that true?
That might.
I hope not.
We need commentary.
Yeah, we need clarification on that. So we'll talk about that. But as always, well, this time we started the show off with our first unboxing ever on air. But let's go to pickups.
What'd y'all pick up? I know George has got a gang of pickups this week.
A satchel full.
What you got?
I don't even remember all the stuff.
I mean, actually, some of it you might have mentioned last week, but I think it just came in.
Not the stuff that I bought over the weekend, though. Friday, I bought Uncaged, the tan with the, I don't know what they call it, solar red or orange or whatever, mid-boost midsole.
Oh, yeah, you know, okay.
The tan.
Linens, whatever they're called.
Yeah, whatever those ones are called. So I got those from Adidas. I don't know if I'm going to keep them yet. I think I kind of like them, but
they suck. They are right.
I like.
You gotta put them on feet. You gotta see them on feet.
I like regular Ultra Boost better than Uncaged for some reason. Like Uncaged is
what we've talked about this. Uncaged are one of the greatest things
of all time.
Yeah, but
now you flip flopping.
No,
John Kerry.
I don't know how to feel about it because pause. By the way, I think on foot they're better. They're more comfortable. The Uncaged,
yes,
but they don't look. The aesthetic is not as good.
All right, I'll give you that. Uncaged Ultra Boost. Are 10 times more comfortable than a regular Ultra Boost.
Well, they're not 10 times.
10 times more comfortable than a regular Ultra Boost.
It feels more comfortable.
Those Pure Boosts are number one.
It feels a lot more comfortable.
Shanghai White 3s. Oh, sorry, is that two different countries?
They're not more comfortable than Uncaged.
But a regular.
The Y3 Pure Boost? No. You smoking.
But Ultra Boost.
You must got that the unboosted boost when you got your pair. I got that new stuff.
Yes.
Ultra Boost does look better.
With what?
Just like holding it, wearing it, like it looks better on.
That's why I don't wear them that often.
Yeah.
What?
Because they're uncomfortable or because?
Ultra Boost. I don't know. I prefer to wear Uncaged.
I like the Uncaged better, like from a comfort standpoint.
No sense.
But
I think I've worn my red Uncaged once in like the last couple months.
Bruh, you're like the king of interrupting fools. Man, every day.
Called the sneakers.
Like mid-sentence, he's like, "Oh, Greg, oh, shut up. It's more comfortable. Shut up."
What else you got?
This is called a sneak disc podcast.
Else you got?
What did I say? I don't even remember now.
Uncaged linens. What else?
Triple black ultra boost. Shout out someone who got me those. Not the person I talked about last week on the show. Have heard nothing from him, so the case has been filed on PayPal.
forgot about that.
PayPal gonna rule his favor.
Yeah, okay. Haven't even shipped the shoe yet. They're gonna rule his favor.
Simple's gonna write a letter on his behalf.
Yeah, he interrupted me on the podcast. It's all his fault.
Yeah,
he's gonna write a letter on his behalf.
Oh, he's shady. He got the shoe. He deleted the tracking number. He works for USPS. He got in there and deleted it.
What else you got?
And then all three Prime Knit NMDs from Saturday release. One for Hannah and all three of the like multi whatever they're called.
You almost bought double digit shoes.
Tricolor, whatever. You talking about like price wise or what are you talking about?
You almost bought double digit in sneakers this week. I seen that already. What you got, Simple?
I sold a bunch of stuff too.
Today I picked up one of those BW USAs because they were $50 on Ruvilla.
Okay.
I picked up a True Blue 3 this week. And I finally ordered Zoom Flight 96 USAs.
I thought you had already got them.
No, I waited. I got them on.
How much you get them for?
I got mine like $68.
Oh, yeah, I paid 77, something like that. 76, 78. I got them a long time ago. I thought you did too.
No.
You had sent the eBay thing, or did I buy it? I don't know. I got them off eBay. Oh.
I got them for like $68 on Kicks USA or. No, Jimmy Jazz.
I didn't buy nothing this week.
Backpack
stuff
Jimmy.
Just came in that like I got last week. So, Harden's came in, True Blues, Salmon Toes, Cargo.
You gave him the True Blues?
Camo shoes. No. Oh, I don't know yet. At least I'm going to give them to you. I'm like, didn't you already buy two?
What?
You got two True Blues, right? You got a 10 and a half, right? Oh, you didn't pick up that 10?
No, I just got a half. I got it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm keeping the True Blue. I'm definitely not keeping that Harden. That Harden sucks.
The black one?
It sucks.
I mean, it doesn't suck, but it sucks.
It sucks. Actually think, I haven't seen the other one, the home color in person yet, but yeah, I actually think better. It might be better.
It is. I saw it last night officially.
I need to see
That's
that
That's the one I was telling you about.
Oh, okay. I need to see that one. And Salmon Toes came in. Salmon Toes.
But
fire.
But I'll tell you right now, and this is probably true with a lot of shoes, the smaller the size, the better it looks because it's not as wide. Like the bigger, like my is a 12. It almost looks like a clown toe box.
Yeah, the toe box looks like it's cut off. It looks like a piece connected to the end of the shoe, like you could take it off. Like I don't like that.
But the smaller sizes, I saw a 9 or 9.5 in the Harden Home or whatever it is last night. They're dope. They're better.
What top 10 we doing today?
Today we're doing the top 10 Nike basketball shoes that you can still wear casually.
Still wear from all eras, right?
From all eras, because
my list is pretty varied.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, we got into or there was a what was that?
Oh no, you said that link.
It's a Hype Beast or something, and it was like the top 10 basketball shoes that can also double in your casual like wardrobe, and they were all terrible.
First of all, the list. Oh no, it was High Snobiety.
Okay,
So Simple, like you said, sent in our thread a list of what they consider basketball shoes you can wear. They were like Air Force Ones, shell toes.
Jordan 31s.
I'm just like, okay, yes. I don't consider Chuck Taylors and Air Force
Ones.
Chuck
Taylors, yeah.
They had a high top pro model Adidas, black toes. They had Fila FX100s.
Stuff that people were playing hoops in 75 years ago.
I'm like, those.
Chucks and fucking I'm pro like, model.
Those are casual shoes now. Those aren't hoop shoes.
There's like, no technology in those shoes.
So, Simple said, let's do top 10 basketball shoes, Nike basketball shoes
that
we
still
can
wear.
Still wear currently casual. To this day. I'm considering with today's fashion casually. Facts?
Facts.
Space Jams. They selling out?
Wait. All right. Well, I mean, I guess that's the same topic. Space Jams are coming out this Saturday. Anything else coming out?
What else coming out?
Kyrie 2s. What the?
Oh, the what the Kyrie. Oh, it's not a what the, though. It's like a white shoe. Like, it's not a what the. I don't think it's not a what the.
It's not
white.
A,
it's teal.
No, there's two.
No, there's the
Overseas
white,
is teal. Yeah, and the homie Jay asked if we wanted them.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought it was teal.
The ones here are white.
Pause. Yeah, but everyone thought one shoe was teal and one shoe was white.
I think it's a better idea. Why would you? Why would you keep doing the all over and over into the same thing? Because like the materials instead of the color.
Well, see, I get it.
It's better to me,
but I think it doesn't have the appeal of a what the like the patterns on Kyrie's weren't strong enough for me to like identify like oh that pattern's off the Black History Month that pattern's off the. Whatever, I don't even know Kyrie 2's, the Krispy Kreme. This pattern's off of the, I don't even know Kyrie's.
If it was a...
I don't think anybody knows Kyrie's that well enough to be like, that pattern.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you put that in front of me, I would never know, except maybe the Kyrie, Kai Crisp, whatever it's called.
I don't know what that is.
Kyrie Crispy, what is it?
So you ain't copping those in?
I would, like, possibly want the teal ones. On all white shoe, I'm going to get dirty in, like, 30 seconds.
I don't understand why
maybe I haven't seen the picture.
You've seen the teal ones. You haven't seen the white ones.
Yeah, I've seen the teal ones.
It's the same thing as the white ones. It's the teal. It's just all white. Like, it's whack. It ain't worth copping. What else coming out? That's it?
Special Force? Air Force One? One of your favorite shoes is coming out. One of your favorite shoes ever.
What?
97 Silver Bullets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I already got those. And why are they releasing those again?
I mean, they released everything else.
God, man. Which one we going to talk to again with retros and stuff like that? Like, how long can this last? Space Jam.
And hold on, one more. I mean, it doesn't come out to like next Tuesday or something, but it's another iconic shoe, the Royal Foamposite One.
Oh yeah,
those are.
That doesn't come out to like January 13th.
It says December 14th on here.
Those are gonna sit.
Oh, Royal ones.
Well, they should. They're Foamposite. Yeah, the Mike Bibbies. I just call him the Bibby because he actually wore them in the game before Penny did. You better slap yourself. No,
I don't know. I don't know about those. Those might sit. They might not.
They actually, Dr. Doom the last sat, time they came was, out, they kind of sat.
Yeah, but Dr. Dooms were trash when they first released.
Yeah, but they were selling for like $500, $600.
They were up there.
All right, Space Jams.
What about it? You copping?
If I get a pair, I'm going to cop, but I'm not keeping it to wear.
What are you keeping it for? Nostalgia?
I'm not keeping it. I'm getting rid of it. Trade it.
You're going to start just collecting cool boxes now.
That's the only thing that's good about it is the box. I mean, you already got pairs on lock.
I got pairs on lock.
You got any pairs? You already got pairs. I don't have any pairs. I only tried one. Like I didn't care enough to go get raffle tickets.
But you're still coming
like
to breakfast.
I'm still coming on Saturday. We still hitting
still
these streets.
Still rolling.
All right.
Might have to pull the charger out the garage.
Charger is dented. So this conversation with about Space Jam possibly sitting has been happening on Instagram. Everything. I had a little discussion with homegirl on IG, Kixie Jinxie, I believe it is. Super cool. She said, we'll continue this conversation after. I said that Space Jams could possibly sit to Tuesday morning. Possibly. Is that happening?
I honestly think there's going to be pairs left over. I think this is what's going to happen. The morning, everybody's going to rush to get their pairs. It's going to flood eBay. Prices are going to drop. By the time, like, some stores give you till 6, 7 o'clock at night to pick them up. By the time that people see, it's not worth moving for another pair because they're selling for $20 over retail, I do think pairs will sit into early next week, just like with the 7210s.
I think they will as well.
You guys are smoking rocks.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, why
what do you mean, why not? First of all, the trash 11s from the last 2 years didn't sit and sold out instantly.
7210
sat. It was different.
No, they didn't. They restocked 75 times.
People were picking them up. I got a pair on discount at Nike on the 2 days, 48 hours after they released.
Yeah, on a restock.
No, like pairs left over that didn't get picked
remember.
Up.
No, that's not. I sold 7210s for $390. All right.
Okay. I understand. Like, maybe
that doesn't
you did.
Compute.
Maybe that morning when you first got them.
Because they sold out.
But then they sold out online.
What do you mean?
They sat at Nike Scottsdale till at least Tuesday or Wednesday of the following week.
No, they didn't.
Facts. 100% facts. Let me send a text.
There ain't no way.
Gammas sold out, I guess.
Every 11 has sold out instantly in the last.
Since
Cool Grays.
Well, with Gammas,
I've actually been at Nike Scottsdale for
Gammas.
Cool Grays and.
We were there for Gammas.
No, I'm talking about
Concords.
When it was first come, first serve. Cool Grays, Concords, first come, first serve, and then they switched to the next year. Everything is sold out.
Because Gammas was it Twitter RSVP for Gammas or Raffle? I don't remember.
Gammas was Twitter RSVP.
But did we get a pair and then we waited in line to get another pair?
Maybe.
Because we had to wait in line.
Maybe.
There were plenty of pairs left, I think, from after people who didn't win or who had won the tickets or didn't get there in time or something like that. I don't know if I consider
the fact that you guys
still a sellout.
The fact that you guys think 11s are going to sit is crazy.
I'm not saying I'm not like
literally people who have not bought shoes the entire year are in the market for that shoe. Is unlike the market. It, there's more people that want that than want Yeezy 350s.
People were hating on the patent leather like width and like everything. Like people have been hating on that shoe since pictures came out.
And pictures about those
people.
Have been
what people?
Forever.
Everybody. I mean, the entire
a lot of people
internet
who didn't like them at first.
Someone's but. Grandmother that they're going to take with them to the store on Saturday doesn't know anything about that. That's what I'm telling you. The market for this shoe is unlike any other market. Number one.
I will say the hype is out of control for these.
Yeah. Number one, it's a shoe from a movie. Number two, it hasn't come out in 7 years. Number three, it's an 11. And number four, you have people who don't know a single thing about Jordans in general who get in line to buy them.
All I'm telling you.
If you think they're sitting at Nike Scottsdale, it's because people don't even people don't know the store exists. Like, no one from Avondale is going to Nike Scottsdale. I'm sorry. They're just going to go to Desert Sky Mall or whatever.
I mean, I know you guys don't know what this is. What we're talking about. We're talking about local stuff. I just I'm not gonna say that I guarantee that they sit. I just wouldn't be shocked if they sit.
They're not sitting.
They're sitting.
Would you be shocked if they sat?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I'd be shocked.
And Christmas is coming up too. People are buying them for Christmas presents.
I will say that. Oh,
it's a million different things. They're not sitting
because Legend Blues or Carolinas, they sold out.
Yes.
Last Christmas. But that was the first time it had been retro.
You're talking about like 7210 sitting. I was only able to get two pairs. I wanted a chic and online. That's it.
You didn't even
I just don't remember. I just don't remember.
I didn't go put raffle tickets anywhere, but I did.
You signed up
for
five chic raffles, and you hit one.
And lost at Nike Scottsdale.
You shot 20%.
And lost at Nike Scottsdale. That's,
and they sat at Nike Scottsdale.
Difficult to lose at Nike Scottsdale.
They sat until Wednesday because I got a pair, because I returned a pair because I got them on Nike discount after 48 hours of them sitting at the store.
So how long can Jordan do this to keep this up with the retros?
Keep what up?
Retroing retros.
Well, the ones are always going to sell out.
Ones are starting to slow down too.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
Top three is not an OG colorway.
I don't know if...
You can pick up a black toe for under retail right now.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
If you can get a black toe for under, please send it my way. All right, because I will cop immediately.
All the buyers that I know right. are buying black toes for about $150, $160.
Okay, if you can get me a black toe for $160, $180, please.
Who are
send
you
it
talking about, though? Are you talking about people buying? No, not you. Not
I'm
you.
Talking about
people
regular
selling
people.
At shows. Like people buying like at sneaker shows.
You talking about
shows.
People buying bulk? Is that what you're talking about?
People buying at sneaker shows. Kids walking around just wanting to get rid of them. A dude came in. We were in a store in LA
I'm
last week,
at,
and a kid
I'm
came in,
at,
and we bought it for $160.
Was it worn?
No, dead stock, size 11. Oh, $160 well. Bucks.
I'm looking at GOAT right now. 7.5.
You worship GOAT.
Like, do you not understand what GOAT means in the marketplace?
No, it means nothing.
Yes, it does.
The marketplace is where you can buy.
Yes.
I'm not going to go to GOAT to
app,
buy something.
GOAT app, eBay, and StockX are the marketplace right now, and probably Flight Club. No one else, and maybe Riff. No one else. No one knows anything
else. I don't
else.
Pay attention to Riff. No. I will say that I use StockX.
Size
eBay.
9, 265, 9.5, 265, 10, 250. Like, what do you mean?
Go on Craigslist.
What do you mean? Yes. Craigslist is the market, Zibble. You got it.
So how long can this last? Retroing retros. Can this be forever?
Depends on the model.
No, it can't.
Why the model? You think 11s could last? You think 11s? You think 11s will last after these
now,
Space Jams?
What do you mean? If you keep releasing 11 right before Christmas, it's going to sell out. If you release an 11 in May or June, it might be a different story.
You know why Jordans can't last? Because past our generation, nobody cares.
I mean, I think we're coming up on the last of like...
This is like the last of it.
What are people going to buy then? No one buys LeBrons or Kobes anymore.
They don't
got to buy
now,
something.
But look at our era. We came
what
up...
What are people going to buy?
Let me explain. We came up wearing Jordans. Jordans used to sell out. People used to get shot in the streets over Jordans. And then like...
People still getting shot for Jordans. Facts. Happened 2 weeks ago.
And then look at what it was from... 99 to 2006, nothing. They sat on shelves. They went on discount. 11s went on discount.
That is true.
And
they
then,
went on discount when we were in 96.
Not all
too.
The time.
Yeah, they did.
And then it
sometimes.
Got to a point to where they were Actually. Gone, and like we were grown up, and we wanted that connection back to our childhood, and they started retroing, and we started buying. And the same thing is probably going to happen with Kobe's and LeBron's. Where kids had them when they were growing up, and now, you know, those kids that had them when they were 10, 12, 13 years old, or 20, 23, 25, 30 years old, and they're like, man, like, I want to remember what it was like to be a kid again. I had those when I was a kid. I love that shoe. Like, that's why they're special to us. Like, we grew up watching Jordan. Like, we grew up wearing that stuff. You know, it connects us back. It brings us back to a time when, like, things were, you know.
But
we
a new kids. Wave did come in, though. There was a new wave, like, my oldest son, 17 years old. There was his wave of kids that copped Jordans.
But to them, it was a trend. To them, it wasn't nostalgia.
I mean, it was
what was hot.
Okay, well, let's put it this way.
It was a fashion trend.
It was like all the kids that are now wearing them are kind of like, that's what my brother, my cousins, my older people did wear. I don't know what's going to happen after that. Like, that's kind of where that Khaled, Drake, and all them come in. But pretty soon, no one's going to care what Khaled and Drake them are doing at some point. I was just telling a homie in text messages this morning, like, Jordan them at some point are going to have to start signing other celebrities, but these young weirdos, these like little Yachty's and all them, like, because you're not, I don't see, if Concord's dropped, do you feel a Concord would still sell out if it came out next Christmas?
Yes.
Really? I don't know if it would. I don't know. At some point,
I don't know where you guys coming up with this notion that like 11s aren't going to sell out. Nothing that you've ever seen historically would lead you to believe that, but you're trying to believe it.
Cherries.
It's like you're trying to talk yourself into it.
Cherry sat.
I'm not talking about Lowe's. All the Lowe's sit. The Navy Lowe's sit too. I'm talking about 11s that come out before Christmas every year. Sell out. People line up who don't care. Line up who don't care for any other shoe the entire year.
I don't remember last year. I can't say I don't remember last year.
I didn't win at Nike Scottsdale, so that tells you what you need to know about the
if you would have won at 6 o'clock, you would have won as much as you wanted because they had pairs.
Well, that depends on size, too, because you're probably trying to get a 12. There's no telling how many 12 Nike Scottsdale got. I mean, it might have still been a good amount, but it wasn't the same as us getting 9.5 or 10s.
I guess we'll find out when we see the line on Friday night.
Oh, no. There'll be a line, but I wouldn't be shocked if after the line there was still tons left and they say, all right, you could get back in line and buy more. They've done that. That's facts. We did that for Gammas.
We'll see.
That's how we both had. I had two or three pairs of Gammas. We got our pair, yes, and then we got back in line.
That's not sitting, though.
Yeah, that's not sitting technically. Okay, like, if they say, like, no one can get twos, like...
Sitting is you go in a store and don't even realize what you're doing, see metallic fives there. That's sitting.
I think they might reach Tuesday. I'm not saying full size run, but I think you might be able to walk in and be like, oh, you got a 10 left? I think we got, like, one or two left. I think. Maybe. It's a possibility. I mean, you know what? And this does have to do with when they came out. I was a little shocked that True Blue 3 sat, all right? That kind of shocked me.
I told you why.
Now, when you said, because of the timing, that does play a major effect in those. And, I mean, right now, they're, like, on discount, like, free shipping and, like, 20 off and stuff like that. But the Jordan 3 is a classic retro Nike on the back. I mean, what more does a Jordan sneakerhead want? Too. I mean, it was high, but still,
that's part
it isn't
of it.
Like 11s aren't going to be through the roof.
Resellers can't sell that stuff anymore. That's what makes stuff go out of stock.
God, see, I hate we wished in base. Like, I wish resellers didn't make the decision. Like, they define whether something is going to sell out or not. Like, because they're going to grab up everything. And then, like Simple said, a lot of those resellers were like, crap, I can only get like 40, 50, maybe. They're going to either return them and realize this is too much work to mail this or to sell it, post it, mail it. I'm going to take it back to the store. Like, I guarantee that there will be a lot of pairs maybe returned to the outlet. But it's probably from individuals who bought 3, 4, 5 pairs. It may not be like one who just bought one pair. 11s, to me, they're just not wearable anymore for me, all right? Anything that we discuss on this podcast, please, you buy it, you wear it, you love it. No disrespect. I can't wear 11s anymore. It just feels crazy. Simple has every single 11 in doubles and triples. I don't even know if I've ever seen you wear an 11.
They're hard to wear.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen you wear 111 ever. I think you wore Cherry Lows.
I haven't even worn those. I wore the Cherry Lows that I bought from you here once. The ones with the red bottom.
Oh, okay. When was the last time you wore an 11, Jordan? Did you wear any Concords we got that year? We had like 5 of them.
Nope.
Do you still have Concords?
Nope.
Could you wear a Concord?
I might get Space Jams and wear them just because.
I have not.
Wear them one time and sell them.
I have not wore.
Or give them away as a podcast gift.
I have not wore an 11 since the Concord release. Or, so, I'm sorry, since the, wait, what was it? Yeah, since the Concord, or no, since the
Concord
bread release, I have not worn 11.
Oh,
I wait, wore what? My breads.
I'm out of
I did, I, 4 years
I have,
ago.
I have not, well, I've worn like a bread and a Concord like since then, but I'm saying like my Gammas have not been out of the box. Legend Blues have not been out of the box. 7210s have not been out of the box.
Sell them.
That's, well, that's what I'm doing now.
You're going to get rid of all your 11s?
Probably keep
one of each. So you got like
yeah.
Three
I mean, I'll probably keep. I've already sold all my doubles. Like my DS Gammas. Like I'm not gonna wear them. I'm gonna wear Space Jams. My Columbias I'll keep because it's an OG colorway. But I'll keep one pair of those. I think I've got three of those at the house right now.
Because Pantones, so, the ones that came out in that pack, trash cans. But they sell high.
What doesn't make any sense is that Pantone sells for more than the whole pack does. It's like people don't want to be burdened with the with the 29 or whatever.
It was
in
a
that
29
thing.
Or 28 or something.
It's like almost the same thing with that Shooting Star pack. Like that Shooting Star pack together sells for like
for the foam.
$550 and the foam sells for like $5.
I don't know, man. I just, like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if you can walk in on a Tuesday and be, can I get an 8.5? I don't think we got you. It wouldn't shock me.
Bruh.
Slap. It wouldn't shock you either.
Slap yourself.
It wouldn't
you'll
shock
least,
you.
You'll
yes,
at least be
would.
Able to
that
go.
Would shock you? It wouldn't shock you that.
Yes,
like,
it
you'll
would.
At least
I
be able
understand,
to go.
Like, yes, they would sell out. I got, it's not, yes, they're 11s in the Christmas time, but, like, it also wouldn't shock me if I walked in and they said, like, we got a 9, a 9.5, an 11, and a 14 left. That wouldn't, like, shock me or whatever.
You'll at least be able to go into one of the bigger Foot Locker stores that got over 100 pairs and pick something up at 2 o'clock when they're done letting people pick them up.
Yeah, but that happens with everything.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all the time. The same day, you're still
if they if
you
if,
shouldn't
every
not
store,
be able to get a
if,
pair.
Let's put it this way: if every store, okay, so since you're talking about sitting, if every store was first come first serve, and then there were still pairs left at 2 p.m., okay, fine, that's sitting. But when it's a raffle, you all right,
bro? And what else?
You is in your eye. You good? But when you raffle something and tell people they have till 3 to pick it up and no, not everyone picks their pairs up, that's not sitting to me. It's just people didn't show up.
No,
Monday.
They might have got
that.
Two pairs somewhere else.
Monday. Monday, yeah. We will call
not even,
Nike Scottsdale.
Not even
Monday.
Monday. Sunday.
Monday, there will be pairs at Nike Scottsdale.
I doubt it.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Space 7210s and Space Jams are not the same thing. And like I said, I don't even believe the 7210s were still there. Maybe like a 9 and an 8.5.
Me and Simple were doing so much running around that I don't even remember. I mean, like you said, Space Jam, the anticipation for this is very high. Nobody is saying anything about that Yeezy coming out. Man. Nothing.
Well, because it's also the most pair release of all the Yeezys,
that's
too.
Whack. What? The fact what that, like, it seems like that everybody knows that now, that there's, like, the most pairs of these. It's like, oh. Well,
but that's good. You said you wanted him, you to be able to have some.
I have some. I'm saying if, like, you didn't want them.
Have you gotten any? Well, okay, we got one at retail, but that's it.
Look, I don't know, man. I'm
trying for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll all
you've
try
literally
them.
Said on the show before that you wish that it would be easy to get Yeezys.
I did, but I'm saying now, I didn't say I didn't care. I'm talking about it doesn't seem like anybody else cares. I'm not saying nobody, like,
I don't care
about Yeezys. I don't care about bots. I ain't seen none of that stuff. I ain't seen, like, even a bot for sale for black and whites. Like,
oh, I have 200.
For the black and white Yeezys?
Yeah.
Really?
That's because Supreme box logos come out tomorrow, so everybody's waiting on those.
What comes out?
Supreme box logo hoodies come out today.
Jesus Christ. Thursday. You see that video? Everybody lost their mind. That was really about Supreme hoodies.
It's really about Supreme hoodies.
And
people,
what were they doing?
What video?
Waiting
in New
line
York?
And then pushed
in
through
the
gate to go get to the store to sign up for Supreme box logo hoodies.
I mean, are box logo hoodies like...
That's the stuff that sells the highest. 600.
Why?
The box logo stuff is the stuff that sells the highest, at least on the t-shirts and hoodies. I mean, unless you're talking about like the, what was the?
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, like the rapper wearing a Supreme box logo shirt on a shirt. Like that seems to be higher, but.
I mean.
And I don't, you guys already know, I don't care nothing about Supreme. Somebody was asking me about Bape something yesterday. I said, man.
Dang,
I don't
that fart just drifted over here. You gotta get some, you gotta get checked.
That joint's out of control, though.
Yeah.
That joint's out of control.
That fart drifted around in second.
Y'all be acting like y'all better than people. Don't be, I'm sure y'all got some worse stuff coming out. No,
I wouldn't. I don't know, man. I forgot what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
The Supreme release.
Lost your train
no,
of thought.
Before then. Yeah. It was like, they don't know. That's Georgia's Twitter, if you didn't know. God, what else is on the list to talk about?
Bro, that fart got me feeling
funny. I had sent George a bunch of
he
stuff.
He took his hat off. Yeah, that fart stinks. He steamed up.
We might have to make a rule about that.
All right.
That one was...
We'll have to crack a window.
All right.
Man, what time is it? I'm going to have to delete all that. 52. What else are we talking about? Forgot. Oh, you said just you got, to talk about
just got confirmation.
Does anyone care
from
about
a Nike Scottsdale employee that 7210 sat in size runs for 2 days?
Nah, that's not true.
If that's from a Nike employee, I'm not gonna say it's not true. Right?
Which Nike employee?
I mean, does it matter?
I'm not gonna say his name. It on matters.
You don't need to say his name, but he probably didn't work there back then. So
yes, he did. Because he got me my pair for swoosh.
Oh well, if he's saying it, I don't believe it. I don't know, man. We'll see. But I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, they sat. Like, it'd just be like, I think people, either they had so many or people really didn't care that much. Like,
they obviously made a lot, but these are Space Jams.
Plus, they're doing first come, first serve on them at, like, all the Nike stores.
And they did first come, first serve on Black Reds, and there was fights and whatever else.
What was the last thing we camped for? Was it those yellow foams?
You know what I was thinking about yesterday with the when I realized that HOH had those triple blacks. I was like, you know what? I'm going to camp, like, not overnight, but one of these times I'm going to go like 4 or 5 in the morning just to do it one more time.
What was the last thing you camped for, Ryan?
Anniversary 11s maybe?
That was the last time you camped?
It's been a long time since I camped.
Oh no, that was the very last time you camped.
Like outside.
What's
overnight?
Camped? What is considered camp? 24 hours?
Overnight.
I ain't never done that though.
If I showed up at like 8 AM or like 7 AM or something, yeah, I've done that.
Man, that ain't camped.
I'm talking like 2 hours. You get there like night before and stay like sit in a line overnight.
You haven't done that?
Not since anniversary 11s.
Gosh, we did it for yellow foams. Changed our lives forever.
I don't believe him.
That can be, man. You had to have done something else. You went out there for DBs? DB4s?
No.
Really? Oh, I feel like you told me you were out there before. I got out there at 1 AM.
I've gone to Nike at like
yeah, so you were
6
like
in the morning and like waited until they gave out wristbands. But I mean, yeah, Concords I didn't camp for because I
didn't have to for those.
Breads, no. Gammas, no. I mean, like, everything that's like been a big release out here has either been RSVP or it's been a raffle. Like,
I wonder why Space Jams are first come, first serve in so many places. Vegas. Nike Las Vegas, Nike Scottsdale. Is it all the Nikes? Because I don't follow the tweets or like that.
I mean, maybe with the exception of like cold weather cities or something.
Stores like Oneness is doing first come, first serve. I don't know about New York Nike or New Nike Soho.
Kentucky.
Yeah, but they still get camp outs. I mean, the people still be out there. I mean,
bro, could you imagine? Like, it's
not like it is in like Midtown Manhattan. I mean,
I wouldn't sit outside and 50-degree weather for these shoes. Do you imagine cats are going to sit outside Nike New York?
They already are. When there's probably
snowing.
There is no way. I think, you know, people always talk about like, yo, the camp out was fire. I'm some of my best times in a camp out. I can't think of any time I thought the camp out was just so great. A camp out is usually full of a bunch of people just lying.
Well, but here's
like,
that's true.
I had this. I had that. Like, I mean, I can say that, like, I've had fun, you know, bagging on people and, like, making fun of stuff. But, like, I wasn't out there, like...
Yes, crippled people. Man,
it's the one person camped out at whatever that store is.
It's on the East Coast, Hibbets.
Why is he standing? George,
they had to just take it up, like, pose for a picture.
He was just standing there. George showed us a picture of somebody standing in front of what's the store called?
I didn't even pull that up on purpose. It was on Twitter.
And he's one person in line and he's standing. Oh my goodness, get this out of here. But the store's closed. So how could that can't be real? I mean, I don't know what that is. Anyways, campouts, I don't understand how people love it. That's one thing I seen on that was people talking about Oneness. They were like, the campout was so real and it was so much fun. All campouts are is typically a bunch of people doing a bunch of lying about what they have or what they got. All I could think about.
I think it's different now, though, because, I mean, not that's not different. That's the same, obviously. But campouts now is people actually take, like, camping gear and, like, and, like, video games and stuff out there.
I used to always think about doing that.
Camp chair, and that's it.
That's too much.
It's like Best Buy camp out.
Because somebody said that the Bape camp out for the Adidas's in L.A. was 2 weeks.
There's no way, then. There's no way. I'm not using vacation time for a shoe, all right?
Why would they? I mean, it should have been on Adidas Confirmed, no?
Who knows, man?
I think that's a lie. I think somebody making stuff up.
But, man, when I think of campouts, I mean, I can't even imagine what this Space Jam campout is going to be. Because, like you said, at Nike, it's going to be wild. Like, it's going to be wild, period. But all I could think about, I just don't, I just.
What was it?
Space Jam. It just, they don't look the same to me. But all I could think about.
What is that, on Flight
Club? Is how annoying everybody is in line. Like, there's always that guy who has to, like, count the number of people in line. That guy who's, like, paranoid where he's going to get a pair. I might put something on the website about the type of camper you might be.
The dude that asks everybody their sizer. Size. What size you get? All right, because I'm an 11, so y'all, none of y'all fine. So you're a 9, you're a 12, 10 and a half? Okay, cool.
I mean, literally, a camp out line is full of individuals for, like, specific scenarios. Like, they got the range of emotions. There's always that one guy that's like, yo, I ain't cop none all year, all right?
I'm here for these.
And all these young cats out here. Like, it's always that dude angry that kids are out there. He's angry. He ain't been to a camp out in years.
And then there's the one dude that, like, walked around assuring everybody. He's like, oh, bro, fam. They got 57 pairs, bro. So we're all good. Trust me, bro. We're all getting them.
My like, friend's inside. There's 700 pairs.
Everybody's getting them. Everybody's got them. Everybody's getting their size.
I mean, it's always that. It's always like any movement in the store or the door opens, the line starts moving. I mean, it's just the most annoying thing ever. Though. People be like, oh, the camp out was so tight. Good stories. Nice to chop it up. It's lies. The camp outs suck. All right. And I guess I kind of appreciate that they're bringing them back a little bit, but I ain't going nowhere for it. I mean, I'll be out there and watch. I mean, it's always that cat. I hate that cat that already got the shoes on. It's always that cat that got the Space Jams
got them on
and comes up there just to stand there.
Yeah.
Just to show that he got the Space Jams
or
on.
Or the last release ones.
Or the previous ones. Yeah, he got to come up there and win those.
And there's always the cats that come to pick up. We see it every year, like, because we go out and pick up our 11s every year. You'll see, like, about 3, 4, 5 dudes in line with, like, different 11, color 11s on. Like, wore the 11s to get the 11s.
Always. Or a cat that, like, only undies for campouts. He come out there wearing Tokyo 5s or some nonsense.
Bruh, if you wear a $1,000 shoe to a campout, you're a moron.
Bruh, every time campouts would happen, there was always a good 2 or 3 South Beach 8s in a campout line. Facts. Somebody in some type of DB or bin. Facts. Every single time. A Galaxy, something weird. I'm like, man.
It's like, these cats wouldn't wear it to the club, but they'll go sit on the cement.
They wouldn't wear it anywhere, but they'll go sit on the cement. Out there with it. And it's always a cat that don't want to crease the toe, and they just keep walking up and down the line so everybody can see what they got on. Anyways, all right, let's do top 10.
Confusion.
I know, this episode is just all over the place. Top 10
Nike basketball shoes that we can still wear with joggers.
Yes, joggers and Daisy Dukes.
Top 10 Nike basketball sneakers we feel you can still wear casually. Honorable mentions, George. What do you got?
I'm not ready yet.
Honorable mentions, simple.
I have my list, but I need to put them in order.
Some colorways of the Kyrie 1.
None.
LeBron 13 lows.
Wait, what do you mean some colorways? You're not even going to say what they are?
And LeBron 12 lows. Like the black and red ones that first came out. The red ones, I think you can still wear casually.
The gray ones you can wear casually. Tight. Those are tight.
So, a few select colorways of the Kyrie 1. LeBron 12 low and LeBron 13 lows, I think you can still get away with wearing casually. Like those LeBron Air Maxes that we saw, you could definitely wear the 12s.
Oh.
You can wear those casually.
I guess so. Are them the ones that the Arnold Palmers came out into? LeBron Arnold Palmers? Right. Oh, okay. That's all right. I see that. That's the only Arnold mentions you got?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, there's other stuff that I would wear casually that probably is, like, my Zoom Flight 96s I'll wear casually, but that's kind of, it's tough to wear that. That's a bulky shoe.
Really?
Zoom Flight 95s, 96s, yeah.
95s. 96s aren't too bad.
You wore yours?
Not yet, but I just haven't.
Just like my Griffies, just like everything. It's, like, tough to wear it, but, like, you find a way.
You guys are literally on here talking about it's still wearable and then saying it's tough to wear. Make your mind up.
I don't know, man. Some of these might be a little, I don't, My honorable mentions.
Okay, well, everything on my list is wearable, all right?
My honorable mentions, I got Ergo LWP. I think those can still
be wearable. Absolutely.
Those are good. I got Penny 1 and Penny 2. They're my only honorable mentions. So.
Okay.
And Penny 1 and Penny 2 is it's stretching it.
Penny 2 Orlando can be worn.
Dope. I think you can still win. Penny 1 can be worn, too. You can. They're both still wearable.
I have them, and I think they got more dust on them than
yes, we
I don't even
them.
Know what to say.
Oh, yeah, we did see them. You got honorable mentions?
Huh?
You got to
know his list.
Yeah.
What you got?
I'll tell him in a minute. I'm just putting them in order. I have my list here. I just don't know which ones is the top 10.
What's your honorable mentions?
That's what I'm doing right now. Whichever ones fall out of the top 10 is honorable mentions.
So would you like us to just do our top 10 and then you can just do all your...
I'm like, we go the way? Like, what do you want
no,
me to
just
do?
Start with five and then I'll cut in whatever I'm done with this.
All right, Simple. You want to go number 10?
Sure. So he could do 10 through 6. I don't see
number
what the
10.
Difference is.
Y'all are going to disagree with this. LeBron 10 EXTs. Still wearable.
LeBron 10.
Which ones is that?
Like the corks, hazelnuts, the black ones.
No.
Yes. LeBron 10 EXTs, wearable.
How many of them do you own?
Actual boots.
I have just the
denims
black ones
and the hazelnuts.
And the denims. No, you sold the hazelnuts to
that
light skin cat.
Dude, them joints are not wearable.
You couldn't find a way to wear corks?
No way. Corks might be the worst Nike material sneaker of all time.
You could probably wear corks.
They should make midsole. New boost.
I couldn't wear corks. Is one of the worst materials they've ever thought would be a good idea for a sneaker material.
What if they put it in the midsole? No?
Those are trash.
The new boost.
If they put corks in Janoskis in the sole, that was all right. But they were wine. It was Vinos. Like they were called Winos. Anyways, go ahead.
Number 9.
Your list is starting off rough. Man. The way you look in your right
number
now.
9, the Kobe 11, but the Flyknit ones.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I got Kobe 11s on mine.
Number 8,
you said they hurt
more feet, bring more hate, the LeBron 9 Elite Miami Vices.
LeBron 9 Elite Miami Vices.
Is that the one that's...
The gray with the black and the little bit of pink.
But
and...
You said Elite, so that means it's the one that... Was like Friends and Family Only or whatever?
No, it released. Miami Vice LeBron 9 Elite. The Friends and Family Only ones were the tennis balls, the cannons, and the Chinas.
Oh, all right.
LeBron Vice? Hold on.
LeBron,
The gray ones with the pink? Oh, all right, yeah.
Vice 9? 10?
Miami Vice 9.
Yeah, people went crazy for those for a little while. And then
for a little while.
Price fell out the roof. It went like this. It went like this.
Okay.
You can find a way to wear those.
It sounded like Hiroshima, dude.
You can wear those.
Yeah, people lost their minds for those.
Number 7, actually looking at this, number 7, the Nike
you
Penny.
Might have to cut that out.
I
was just thinking.
Yeah. Yes. Nike 7. Nike 7.
Nike 7? What the fuck
number
are we talking
7.
About?
Bruh, you're going to get somebody in trouble.
You got to leave it. You got to leave it in now because we've been laughing all the time.
Bruh, you might get him arrested.
Shrug off at night.
Number 7, the Nike Penny 1.
Okay.
Number 6, the bring the hate. You know what's on here. You know what's on here. The Nike CB94. You can still wear it.
Oh, heck no.
You can still wear it.
You actually have two that qualify as snow
boots. He probably has
like
nothing but Barkley on the rest of his list.
Number 7.
You said number 6. You did
number
7
and 5.
Six. You don't do 5 yet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You did 6 already?
Yes.
Dear. Number 10.
Hold on. I got them. I got them now if you want me to do them.
Fine. Look. Go.
All right. So honorable mentions. The Kobe 5 fade to black and the Kobe 8 Elite black and gold. I'm not sure if you can remember what those were, but I think they went to like Nike Scottsdale had like 18 pairs.
Wait,
or 24
eight or 7?
You
mean 7?
No, 8. They made an 8 too, but that's what I'm saying. It's so rare that it was like
reselling
immediately.
You're right.
And made no sense that shoe was reselling.
So
like,
both
it's
your
like Kobe 8.
I don't mention the Kobe 8s.
No, Kobe 5, fade to black, which is kind of like the like grayish, dark gray.
Those
and
suck.
Then, no, they don't. And then the Kobe 8 Elite black and gold.
That's it?
Yep.
I'm glad we waited for that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, is the goal not to wear shoes casually or what? He's over here talking about Timberlands and you making fun of my list. Yes. You kidding me?
I'm not making fun of it.
All right.
Number 10, I got Kobe 9/11. I did a slash. They're both the same shoe to me.
How do you slash a 9 and an 11? Mm-hmm. First of all, you're
because terrorist. 10s are whack.
All
right.
You did all that talking and then said you had a slash.
Yeah, but two different shoes.
Number 9.
Slash Freddy Jordan 6 and 7.
Yes. Number 9, I got Air Zoom Flight 96s. I think they're still wearable casually. You
we'll
have
see.
To know how to do it.
That's see you in a fire. Week.
Number 8, I got LeBron 9s.
Yeah.
With jeans. Not shorts.
You gotta tuck the tongue in.
Because cannons are, to me, still one of the greatest LeBrons of all time. To me. Number 7, the first LeBron, Zoom Generation 1s. You can still wear those casually.
Absolutely. You absolutely can.
And number 6, I got the Nike Flight Huarache. Like, you have to have a Nike Flight Huarache on your sneaker casual list. Period. And none of you do.
No.
Talking about the original Huarache hoop shoe?
Yes.
Okay.
That has to be on a casual.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with it, but it's not on my list. You already know it's on my list.
Yes. All right.
Nothing but Kobe's and KD's and one LeBron.
What you got?
All right. Number 10, Kobe 8 fade to black. It's like the dark purplish.
Yep.
Whatever. Dope. Number 9, Kobe 6 East LA All-Star, the like Dodger blue with the red.
Can't wear that.
Yeah, you can.
Can't wear Kobe 6s anymore.
Yeah, you can.
With a snakeskin.
Oh, yeah, Kobe 6s, nah.
Yeah, you can. You can't wear a lot of them. You can wear some of them because there's another one that's on the list that you absolutely can wear and should be on your list, too, because you want it badly or you might have it. Number 8, KD4 Nerf.
I think
these days with, like, slimmer pants, because when KD4s came out, pants wasn't
slim. Why just
a
Nerf?
What do you mean, why the Nerf?
Why just a Nerf one?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, not KD4 in general?
Well, I picked colorways that I like.
Oh, you did
that
colorways?
Shoe, yeah.
Oh.
The KD4 Nerf. Because there's only a couple colorways in that shoe that I really like. Like, back then, like, Weathermans were fire. Now, Weathermans, you'd be like, Same thing with Galaxies.
No.
Galaxies back then, fire. Right now, I'd be like, what do you wear that with?
No, you
so Nerf's, like,
that
the
out.
Front part of the shoe is just navy blue. Like, that's easy to wear with something.
I think Galaxies and stuff might be easier than Nerf's, maybe.
Nah.
It depends.
Number 7. Kobe 5 All-Star, which is like the red one.
Weathermans. Whoa.
Now, in 2016, going to 2017, yes, it would be a hard wear. Yeah, it would. What are you going to wear with?
I'm wearing a green sweater right now.
Yes.
I mean,
a white t-shirt.
What else you got?
Everything on the list is what you can wear with a white t-shirt. Thank you. So the one I just said, 7 Kobe 5 All-Star, which is the red shoe with like the, I don't know, black outsole or whatever.
Wood grain.
Oh, yeah, the wood grain floor.
Yeah.
The Kobe, what is it?
It has like the wood grain on like the pieces. Like, yeah, it looks like wood grain.
The Kobe.
I don't know about that. You sure about that?
What model? 5?
5.
Yeah, 5. That's the wood grain ones, the All-Star ones. You got those, don't you?
No.
Oh, they're like, it's like 3M, right?
Something.
The wood grain, something like that. What else?
Number 6, was that number 7? Yeah, number 6, Kobe 6 Barcelona.
That's not wearable.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
Mm-mm.
Why wouldn't it be?
There's nothing that's wearable on your list so far.
Nah, 6s aren't wearable.
you can't wear those.
Okay, yes, you have moon boots on yours, and there's nothing wearable
on my
list. But
6s are not, they're like ankle boots. That's what 6s are. 6s are hard to wear.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never, ever wear any Kobe 6s.
I wore them to work not that long ago.
Struggling. You're
Kobe
struggling.
6, man.
Yes.
So rough. Now, you just said Barcelona's you just came to my house with?
Same different. What's the difference?
The model is
you can do those.
Way different.
You can wear 11s.
I mean, it's not that much different. It's a low basketball shirt.
Whoa, you don't think 6s are different from the current Kobe that's out now?
They're different.
Yeah, you need to put them side by side and take a gander.
Right? Yeah.
Yes,
that's
a gander.
A fact. Number 5, simple.
Number 5, Air Flight 89s.
Oh, dang, that's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
You can wear those.
That's a good one. I still got those. Okay.
Number 4.
That's a good
actually
one.
A shoe that
crossed my mind.
A new shoe that just came out, the Kobe AD.
Okay.
You wear the Kobe.
I've literally never seen anyone wear it on feet, so I don't know.
I think I've seen a couple Twitter things maybe. I don't know.
I mean the red ones that DeRozan wore, yeah.
I mean, I don't see how you
with
couldn't.
With a basketball uniform.
They're very similar to the 11s. Like, I don't see how you couldn't.
Number 3, bring the hate.
Oh, gosh.
The what the Kobe 7.
You gonna let him get away with putting a 7
what the Kobe
on here
7,
and you telling
you
me 6s aren't
wear.
Wearable?
Man, it's like camo. You can wear a weather coat.
I didn't even get to say a word yet, and you already jumped on me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this.
You can wear the what the Kobe better, 7.
Dude, get out.
You can wear that.
Kobe 7, because we did like Lower Merion Kobe 7s. We just hated
the models.
The shoe.
The model is the worst Kobe model by far, and that includes 1, 2, 17, 59, all of
them. Wait, you think 7's the worst out of every Kobe?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes,
by far. Which one's 2's? That one that looked like a net?
3.
3's is one of the worst.
Oh, the one that had the strap on it was bad. Oh, and that was 2.
No, 2 was okay.
The mesh, whatever, or like the...
Yeah, that's 3. Sucks. That's the worst one.
Yeah, that sucks.
So I would say 3, Kobe's worse, then 7, and that's it. 2 is okay.
Yes, he had that number 3, in case you weren't paying attention.
What the Kobe 7s are dope.
It's the worst shoe on any list thus far.
Yeah, but I don't...
And you actually had Barkley snow boots on yours earlier.
But I think it's worse because we don't like the material. And it's still a low-top Kobe. It's not like it's...
The fit is terrible, number one, compared to all the other ones.
The fit might be one of the worst in sneaker history.
And the materials they use are actually cheaper than the 6, which you guys are making fun of right now.
The materials are straight plastic. I mean, they're...
Those are dope.
But I will say... No.
Those are dope. No.
I will say trash. That might be...
You just
be,
like it because it looks like... It reminds you of Desert Supreme camo.
Yeah, but I think... I think those might be the best basketball Whatas.
Yes.
I think.
They're the best.
It'll never be
Whatas.
Better than
what
the
mean,
Whatas
like,
Dunk.
Like LeBron's and all
like
that
Whatas
too?
Like Whatas LeBron's. Yes. I think that might be the best one.
I mean, I don't really care for Whatas in general, so maybe you're right.
Like the Whatas Kobe... I mean, the Whatas KD never came out in the KD4. It never dropped. That would have easily been the best one. It never, ever dropped.
What year? Oh, that came out the Kobe 7 year. So, yeah, it was the same
year.
That
is probably the best Whatas.
I think you're just saying that because the shoes are, like, pretty much the same. There's not too much difference between the each individual shoe.
They're dope.
I'll
wear them next week.
Those suck. What's your number 3?
Those suck.
Number 2.
You won't.
I'll wear them next week.
I bet they don't fit. What's your number 2?
Number 2 is the Kobe 9 Elite, like the HGMs, all that stuff. The Kobe 9 Flyknits.
Oh, okay.
Number 1, Kobe 4.
Okay. I think there's others better than Kobe 4.
I don't even agree. Kobe 4
really?
on the court, absolutely, but in casually.
You like Kobe 4s.
Yeah, I love Kobe 4s, but not
I thought casually it'd be like...
6s look way better with pants than 4s do. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I can't remember, but I... 6s I still got there. No.
Which one do you have? I mean, you got like the Rice 6? Like, no wonder.
Rice.
What do you expect?
No, I got... Oh, I had 3Ds. They were awful.
Yeah, those can't... They're not awful. They can't be worn anymore. When they came out, they were fire.
The concept is off the hook.
Not only even... Not that. Not just that. The shoe itself was dope. I used to wear
the
shoe
like
all the time.
It.
Now
I did like it. I like helicopters.
I could not find any way almost to wear my Grinches. And that's a dope shoe.
And Grinches are one of the greatest Nike basketball
shoes. Oh, don't worry. It's on my list.
Oh, okay. My turn? Number 5. I got Nike Air Zoom Run the 1. That's the first James Harden on Nike.
I should have bought those.
Off the hook. Should have, too. And now they're like $230 on eBay. I'm not paying that much for them.
You serious?
Yes.
What color? Oh, the
hot
the
pink
beard ones?
Whatever.
All-star color or whatever?
Yeah. Wait. That wasn't All-Star, was it? That bright
I thought it
red
was.
And neon yellow? Oh,
what
maybe?
Else would he have worn it for?
Those were $49.99 at Foot Locker across America, and you missed out on
those
them.
Those are $49 now?
They were.
Oh, probably did.
They were on sale. I don't think they ever got that low.
Nike 4. I mean, I'm sorry. Number 4.
They were
Nike Air Flight 1s. Those are the first shoe Penny wore.
Yeah, that's the one you got.
That's the one I fought that Mexican dude over there.
You still, no joke, when I was picking those Triple Black Ultra Boost up, I was like, what if it's that man from Nike?
That man, you would have been required to scrap him up. I mean, I helped that dude out during Christmas time. All them Christmas sneakers I had, I gave him a pair. And then...
The thing about it, though, is you would have worn it for like 6 months and then been like, this is trash.
You probably would have.
You had a lot of chances to get it after that for like low price.
I did. Number 3.
I got a pair, so I said if you want them.
They're too big in a 10.
The glow in the dark one?
How much? What, retail?
I'd give you for like $80 if you want them.
Damn, really?
Hater.
Are they DS?
No.
Oh, I might have to look at them. Number 3. Number 3, KD4. Just any of them. None of them were whack. Even if you wanted to wear the home colorway, every single KD4.
Creamsicle?
Was off. Yes, Creamsicle might have been in the top 3 or 4 of the Kobe 4. Yes.
That, but yeah.
Creamsicles might have been in the top 3 or 4. Yeah, you had them. Undefeated, creamsicles.
Couldn't wear them with anything. White t-shirt. That's it.
Mints.
Yes.
And there were some other ones. Like KD 4, is, I love them. Number two, I got Kobe 4. Wait, which one's 4?
The one he said. You said you hated on it.
Oh, no. Kobe 5. I wrote the wrong number down. Kobe 5. Wolf Grays, I think, is one of the greatest of all time. You can wear those with jeans, all of them. Kobe 4s, period. Carpe Diems, you love all of them.
Wolf Grays.
I mean, Kobe 5. Sorry.
Silvers or whatever.
And number
Kobe
5 one.
Didn't have the Carpe Diem. Kobe 4 is Carpe Diem.
Okay. Then what was the Kobe 4, 5? Martin Luther King's or something?
Kobe 5 was like the Miles Davis and all that.
One of my favorite shoes of all time.
Del Sol.
That's a Miles Wolf Grays, Kobe 5.
Love those.
Yeah, he used to wear those all the time to work.
All the time. He used to jump so high. Number yes, one.
Over Aston Martin.
And number one, Kobe 8s. Every single Kobe 8 that ever existed is wearable. Still to this day.
Whatever.
I will be wearing a pair tomorrow.
I can't. I can't wear it. Like, I was going to put it on my list.
You
but like,
couldn't put a Kobe 8?
I can't wear them casually anymore.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
I can wear
all the Christmas ones you got.
I love Kobe 8s. Kobe 8s is one of my favorite shoes of all time.
And you can't wear them with jeans.
But like the shape of it, like...
Simple, what are you talking about?
He's swimming.
Yes, in the Colorado Rockies. He's like, climbing the Alps.
It goes on your foot. Like the way the shape it has.
I love them.
You go home tonight, you put them on.
You put them on.
I'm going to put them on tonight.
Put some of them short shorts on. put them Kobe 8s and walk around the house. What you got?
Number 5, KD 4 Rogue Green. You know, I got that one on there. I was actually asking, could they bring them out from the back? Pause.
You have none.
No, I sold all of
those. You have any KD 4s?
I have gold medals, galaxies, and that might be it. Gold medals and galaxies.
Let me get them galaxies for retail.
Sitting, you know, collecting dust, probably just like the other ones.
What you got?
Do you even know where they are?
Yeah.
I'll trade you some. I'll give you a top 3 for a Galaxy KD 4. I will. I'll give you a size 10, top 3. I don't care.
I don't care.
What else you got?
What number did I say?
I'll trade you for that. Ronnie Feig.
Number 4, Kobe 5, Miles Davis.
Okay.
Number 3, Kobe 6, Grinch. Number 2.
You paid more for the top 3 than you paid for those. You don't want to miss out on the top.
I didn't even think of that.
Yo.
Facts. Man, that's actual facts. Jesus. I feel crazy. Number 2. What's your number 2?
Number 2. I think I've had this on other lists too. LeBron 9 War Vet. The one that like
Mosh.
Well, you camo, guys did that episode. Like, I wasn't here.
Wait, you talking about the one that was like an airplane?
No, the camo ones.
Yeah, it's like the military one. The one that it's friends and family
like
only.
You're really choosy with your stuff though, because you think a Supreme 5 is trash.
What do you mean trash?
Well, not trash.
I had it on a list earlier. Or
I don't want mentions, but then you think of...
That's desert camo, though. This other one is... This is Supreme color.
Oh, excuse me. Desert camo, like, I mean, it's camo. Like,
it's not fine. Like olive camo with orange.
I got shooters dressing camo.
But then you said you don't like olive Jordan 5s that are olive and orange.
Yeah, because the way... Well, first of all, that olive is not the same color olive as the other one. It's not as dark, and the shoe itself kind of sucks. So. Uh-huh.
What's number one? I want to hear number one.
Number one.
You have a LeBron on your list. I would have never thought that.
Nope. Yeah, those are fire. Number one, Kobe 10 HTM white gum sole.
You do like those.
Love them. Stop yawning, man.
No way. What are y'all doing? No tandem yawning over here. Taylor's.
Yawns are contagious.
Yes.
You didn't know?
Open your mouth wide is contagious, apparently. Yeah.
Lockjaw. So next week we'll do Sneak Diss Awards, right?
Well, there's Sneak Diss Awards. So we'll come up with like...
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Three for each and then vote them into
only
the website.
Three?
Three each?
Not like five for each.
Oh, we can do five for each and then vote them into the voting. And then we'll have everybody vote on the first ever Sneak Diss Awards. And George can play Emmy host.
And if anybody takes this from us, we know you got it from the Sneak Diss podcast. Shout out to Jay for the hats from the store. I'm assuming it's called Dope. Shanghai.
We'll also follow up next week on Space Jam Sitting.
Oh, that's when the test comes.
That's the test.
If they sat.
Yes, it is.
So shout out to Jay for the hat. Shout out to Sankara official for the beats.
Who's winning Cowboy Giants game?
Cowboys 31, Giants 14.
Score? Okay.
Giants.
Okay, what's Giants. Score? What's score?
He's
score.
Just being contrary.
Score
17-10.
Ooh, shutting y'all down. Who's winning the Raider Chiefs game?
Chiefs.
Ooh,
Raiders. That's a hard one.
Ooh.
In Kansas City, that's going to be a rough one. But Raiders. I mean, you think Raiders?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That Kansas City is rough. They went into Atlanta and put a hurting on them.
Okay, they won by 1 point on
it. Doesn't
two
matter.
Point conversion at the end
it
of the
doesn't
game.
Matter. They should have won by more. They were kind of handling them for a minute. They were doing.
Atlanta came back.
No.
Atlanta should have won.
I'm sorry. Atlanta's whack defense made Chiefs offense look good, like ridiculously good.
There's also another big division game going on this weekend.
Yes, Cincy and Cleveland.
Who's winning that game?
Well, Cincinnati. I know Ohio State's band will be at the game. I'm pretty sure. Isn't that the game they always
Who's
go up for every
game?
Year?
God. Cleveland Browns.
All I care about
win.
Is Andy Dalton getting a lot of fantasy points because I had Pitt to pick him up. For
I'm done
week.
With it. I'm not playing fantasy football anymore. I might be done with fantasy myself.
I
might be retired.
I'm tired. Suck at it.
Like you got last like again this year in our league.
Yes.
Again this year, he said.
2 years in a row. No, three years in a row.
Existence of the league.
I mean, I understand why the last 2 years you got last because you picked Jay Cutler first.
I have some great
back
players
to back.
This year.
No, this week, he actually paid attention. He actually drafted. He actually until it fell, the rails fell off like the third round. He took quarterback. Like he was doing good.
He was doing great. Anyways, anything else?
That's the sneak.
Let's sing this.